I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret Two. This week, I'm joined by none other than the star of Josh Must Win. It's Josh Faltz, everybody.
Hey, guys. Hello.
How are you, Petal?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. I feel like this is so weird to see you in a different space, because obviously you've only ever existed to me as Josh from Josh Must Win.
Yeah.
So this is a new dynamic for our relationship, but I'm really enjoying it. Have you been doing much stuff since the show?
No, I've met up with Lou and Jeanette a couple of times. And we've tried to do a few things. We filmed our own podcast. I don't know when they're planning to release it, but I think they're starting to do their own thing. And they wanted me, their first guest. So who knows when that's coming out. But yeah, it's just been taking a bit easy, really. I've taken a step back from like hospitality work. So I'm just enjoying myself at the moment.
Oh, bless you. I did get a couple of messages when the show was out from people being like, he works in my pub. He's so nice. And people were being so lovely about you, which is obviously understandable. You know, I'm your biggest fan.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure everybody who's listening to this podcast watched Josh Must Win, and I'm sure they're fallen in love with you. So let's go right back to the start. How did you apply for the show?
I got a message on Instagram. So it wasn't even on my radar. I didn't like go onto the talent casting thing. I don't know if you know Dave Fairbrain, I think his name. He messaged me on Instagram and he just said, look, I've got this new show on Channel 4. It sounds like something, or I think something you'll be interested in. And to be honest, the message did look like quite a spam, give me your money type message. So I was.
Did
so
you think
close.
It was a Nigerian fella in a call center?
Honestly, I thought a Nigerian friend needed my bank account details. I thought it was one of those. So I was so close not to just not replying to it. I thought if on the off chance it is something, what's a reply cost me, you know? And then turned into Josh Must Win. So I'm glad it wasn't a Nigerian friend.
Me too, babe. Yeah. I've actually just made a podcast about like how grim that entire scene is and how professional and organized it all is. So let me just tell you, you had a lucky escape. Although they're not really using the reality show ruse just yet, but I guarantee it won't be long. Obviously knowing you like I know you and, you know, everybody else has sort of seen you develop on the show and stuff. It was clearly out of your comfort zone. And you must have been aware of that when you got the message. Like, were you just thinking in your head, this is going to be a really exciting opportunity? Were you thinking, you know, it's good to push yourself out of your comfort zone? What was your thought process?
It was definitely a bit of both. At the time, I was still wrestling. So I think Pete said it on the show. Like, I kind of just went on the show to kind of boost wrestling followers. And walking into the house, you know, being the first one there, I remember one of the producers just go in there, say what you see, you know, just verbalise all your thoughts. I remember I was just really awkwardly going around the room, like looking in drawers and being quite nosy. I thought, this must be the most boring way that anyone's ever entered a reality show in their life.
No, but honestly, Dawn, I felt fear in that moment because I feel like you won't know this because you would have, I've probably just been like a glint in your dad's eye, mate, at this point. But I was the first person to ever walk into the Geordie Shore house like years ago, like 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
And it was actually not in the house that everyone knows. It was in this different house. We had a house first. And we got kicked out of there after 1 year We actually devalued the entire street by about 200 grand. Every house went down. That's how.
No way.
Yeah, it was terrible. So we ended up in like a warehouse on the River Tyne. It was awful. It was definitely not like your digs, which were gorgeous. So I remember walking in there, Josh, and feeling the same, like being so out of my comfort zone, thinking this is bizarre. Like I'm talking to myself the utensils and it was such a cringe. And I can remember feeling like really uncomfortable. So I felt fear in that moment. Yeah. It was a lot.
I think it must have only been about 10 or 15 minutes, but it felt about like 2 hours that I was in there by myself.
Yeah, it does. Time goes really slow when you feel like a prick.
definitely. Yeah, it dragged out quite a bit that time.
I feel you, babe. I've been there. Did you have any inkling what was going on at any point? Because I think we did a really good job of like keeping both shows running simultaneously and keeping you guys in the dark and, you know, the production value on The Favourite was good enough. I felt like we were doing okay. The only time where ever I was like, what the fuck is going on, was when that morph was chasing you around. In that moment, I was like, you know, they're going to think they're being punked in this moment. I remember being so fucking confused.
It's either we were all just really numb or dense to what was going on, or you just did, as you said, a fantastic job of keeping them both separate. I don't envy Glimmy at all, because if I was on his role and I had to remember to say The Favourite and then Josh must win with you guys, I definitely would have messed it up and I would have given it away. But
God, I fell for Glimmy. I don't know how he did it.
Honestly, when he walked in, like obviously, like I recognised him. I couldn't like place him. I was like, oh, I know you. And then obviously it being The Favourite and Nothing More to us, we just I think me and Jeanette and Sophia had like a conversation. It's like the last thing that you expect when everything else is going on around you. It's like, oh, hang on, maybe this isn't a show in a show on another show. So it's just all the layers to it. But no, you obviously, all of you did a fantastic job. And watching it back, it was just so much more in depth. And I couldn't explain it really well to anyone who I was allowed to tell. And then they watched it. I was like, oh, I get what you meant. And I was like, yeah, I didn't explain it very well.
No, honestly, though, I was exactly the same, because we filmed it so far in advance to when it was actually like TX aired. And everyone was like, is that show you made ever going to be on? And I was like, yes, it is coming on. I don't know if they told you this, but the reason they waited so long is because Channel 4 and A4 were so proud of what they've created.
That's what I said.
And they were they had so much faith in this, like, I don't, almost this brand new format, but this real new, like, I suppose, like the gear shift for reality TV that they hoped it would invoke, that they didn't want it to be on at the same time as any other shows. So, like, when we finished filming last year, like, it became like the reality TV juggernaut that was Love Island started. Then, of course, Big Brother happened. Then it rolls into like I'm a Celeb and Strictly territory. And then we have the All-Star. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh my God, is there ever going to be a break in reality? Is there ever going to be a break for it? But yeah, so when I was trying to explain it to everybody, I was like, it's kind of like a show in a show. And everyone thinks they're on this one show. But actually what we're doing is championing this young lad called Josh Wallblatt. And people are like, I'm just going to wait and watch it. I was like, I think it's for the best.
It's a hard one to explain, I found. But they said the same to us. It's like, we want this to do really well. And if we didn't think anything of it, we'd just put it out whenever. But we're trying to find that sweet spot where we can put it in between two shows. And as you said, like Big Brother and I'm a Celeb and Strictly came out and all the rest of it. I was kind of there thinking, like, when is it our turn? Yeah, is it when hello, do you still remember us almost?
And honestly, what are you like at keeping secrets? Because the year I did The Jungle, I had fucking told absolutely everybody.
I found that when I drink, I get a bit tongued with anything like that. So I have
more loose lipped. Everybody.
Yeah. So I had to be very careful who I was drinking around and who knew and who didn't. And they all became a bit jungled. Like, I think he knows, but I don't think he knows. And they're together, so I can't say anything. But then people obviously come up and ask you about it, and like working a normal hospitality job, every day my manager was like, when's the show of yours coming out? It's like, I don't actually know, but it's on its way, I promise you.
Everybody thinking you're like low-key lying. There is no show. Yeah,
honestly, I've had about four or five people say, like, I definitely thought you were lying.
Well, you proved them wrong, son, didn't you?
Yeah. When they were watching it, yeah, it was like, I wasn't lying.
I mean, tell me a little bit about what life looked for you like before all of this, you know, because we had a small sneak peek into it. And of course, you know, I absolutely fell for you as soon as I found out you had four chocolate labs. But yeah, tell me a little bit about your life outside of the show before you started.
It was literally just what I've been doing for a year. Like since I was 17, I started training, and then all I was doing was training and wrestling and just doing that on repeat. Like it became so entrenched in my mindset that if I'm not working, I'm wrestling. If I'm not wrestling, I'm working. So it's very much just like the norm every day. And then obviously, you know, you have this massive thing coming out, but before I even got contacted about it, it was just, I was so dead set on being like a famous wrestler. That's all I ever thought about. And then obviously in the time since the show comes out, my priorities and aspirations and wrestling changed. So I've actually stopped at the moment. So I'm not allowed to be a fan again, which is nice. But it was just going to work, going to a training in the evening were very much the same. I was very boring. I didn't do much else.
No, routine isn't boring. Like it's good. Consistency is key to success.
Yeah, but I think when you've got that routine going and not much is coming from it for years on end, you're like, maybe it's time for a change. And then obviously the change was reality.
That can be demoralizing. In terms of reality TV, before you did Josh Must Win, were you a fan of any shows?
I pretty much religiously watch I'm a Celeb every year, and that's not on my bucket list. I really want to go in the jungle.
Like, honestly, speaking from experience, it is a very nice show.
I would walk to Australia if that's what I meant, being on the show.
Normally fly you first class on, so yeah. I wouldn't worry.
Oh, well, that's all. I'll save my legs.
We'll do that.
But apart from like the main ones, I kind of fantasized a Big Brother, but then I fell out of interest with it. But I'm a Seb was just the main one every year. But Love Island, I never got into anything like that. I think Loaded in Paradise anything like that. It was so under the radar for me. I have no clue about it. So I feel like I had to get quite adapted and equipped with reality TV, being on one myself.
Yeah. Well, we certainly did throw you in at the deep end. What were the highlights of the experience for you? Like, is there a moment that really stands out as like, oh, that was really nice?
I can't say there are many bad moments. I think the toughest day was definitely the first one, just because it was so overwhelming. But the punishment challenge was memorable, just because of what we did and all the rest of it. The egg one, because it was kind of like we knew we were winding down, so we're trying to enjoy all the challenges while we still can. Mm-hmm. I thought the party that we had would be a memorable one, but that became the most awkward party in the reality TV.
Was that when Louis and Miles fell out?
Yeah, when it was
We hadn't seen that, you know, like we spent so long in this like little, you seen the room we were in the whole time.
Yeah.
And honestly, we were in there for like 16 hours a day, mate. Like for everybody who watched it, it was exactly how it seemed, the little control room. There was no air, there was no windows, it was just like breathing someone else's breath for 16 hours a day. And I love Pete, Amber and Nick, but like that was a lot for anybody. We were in there for so long and I was absolutely fuming when I watched that episode, because I was like, how many hours did I fucking sit in that room? And I'm unaware of this argument. Like, how could I have missed it? And it was so spicy as well. Like, I echo Nick's sentiments. Like, Louis Defos loves a row. Like,
he lives for it.
Absolutely tell he loves a row. But, like, I'm not mad at that. I was absolutely the same at his age. I think it's fucking hilarious. But I do think that would have been really awkward for you all to be involved.
Yeah, because it was like a culmination of the day where we'd all done the thing we were afraid of the most. And in our mind, how it got presented, we looked at the room and said, it's going to be a really lovely evening. Yeah. And then, like, Miles comes in, that's something out of High School Musical with that jacket that he had on. And it's just, we knew, like, we could tell his faces, like, when we were sitting on the couch, because obviously you're around people so much, you could see his faces. And then Louis and Miles just look at each other, you think, well, this is the party ruined. This is those two now. And then it was us trying to keep the peace. And I remember looking at Jack and we were thinking, this is being awkward.
I do think, like, Miles and Louis were just such big personalities.
Oh,
and
if God, yeah. Yeah.
Anyone in there was going to clash, it was going to be those two. But I have heard from Louis since, and he says, like, they speak so much now.
He's told me the same thing. Like, when I met him the other week, I was like, oh, you speak to Miles? He's like, I speak to him every day. I was like, that's completely contrast to what I know you two as.
Yeah, apparently they've buried the hatchet and they're absolute BFFs. Apparently
they're like love each other now.
Honestly, mate, all's well in all's fair in love and reality TV. What can I say?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Outside the environment of the house, like, I know we did our best to try and make it like as enjoyable and fun, but regardless of our best efforts, it is still reality TV, and all of those situations, again, speaking from experience, are a complete pressure cooker, mate. Like, emotions are running high, like, feelings are completely escalated, and, you know, everything's just exacerbated by the situation. Yeah. So I think outside of that, like, I can understand why you can see things a bit differently and people can get on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, again, when you're around each other so much, I think people come in with an expectation of what reality TV, like, I definitely went in with an expectation of the sort of people I'd be in there with. And then they all walk through the door and I was thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, what am I doing here? But as you go on, you can, like, I love Jeanette and Louis, but you do need your own space and you need to remove yourself from situations. But I think if it was a couple of years ago, me and Miles would have clashed massively because I would have risen to what, like, that little game that he was trying to play. I definitely would have bit, and it would have been like me and Miles instead of Miles and Louis. But I knew, people come in with their game plan, you know what they're trying to do. I can't be arsed with these little games in here. There's so much else you should say going on. Yeah. The last thing you want to think about is some stupid little comment that someone's made to you.
And I do feel like what we saw, especially as, like, you know, the, I don't know what you'd even call us, the puppeteers, like, so creepy. but like, we definitely saw that you didn't rise to anything. I thought you were quite measured. I thought you were quite grown up, quite mature. And I'm sure the viewers saw that as well. But I wondered, because we were so keen to show that we were challenging people's perceptions of you. Did anybody in there, like, challenge your perception of what a typical reality TV star would be? Because I know you, that isn't your normal crowd. It isn't your normal TV show you would watch. But I watched you fall in love with people in there. Like, your relationship with Jeanette and Louis was so gorgeous. Like, how you felt for Sophia, who, by the way, is just, like, cute as a bunny in a bow tie. I challenge anyone not to love her. Yeah. So I think you potentially went in there, especially on your first date, feeling some type of way about the people who were in there. And I watched you really grow to love them. So I wondered if that shocked you.
Yeah. Do you remember that episode where we were, like, saying our first impressions of each other? So I said to her, I hated her when she walked through the door because she had this massive personality. She came in like jumping and bouncing off the walls. I thought, oh God, there's another one. But, you know, it's that perception that changed pretty much instantly. As soon as we had the first conversation, we just completely fell in love with each other. And I knew there was something in Maddie, but I feel like she was tied to Jack and Miles. And then when they left, she was like free to be herself. And Maddie's like, people don't realize how funny Maddie is.
Oh, I know. Honestly, there were some comments she made that had me absolutely decked, mate. I was literally folded like a deck chair over her. She's great. Which is a Geordie girl. Like, you can't forget that.
Yeah. No, she was fan. Like, she had me in like tears when she was reacting to her photos. That was like something that was filmed, but that was like, you know, in like the lull periods where you're in between scenes, and she's just rambling off some comment or some story, and she's got you in tears because of just how she is. So I feel like she, I'm glad she got the chance to show that she's really bloody funny. Yeah. But I kind of always had a bit of a relationship with Louis, like as soon as I saw him, just because like, I feel like I would get on with him if I were to go on a night out. But Sophia was a bit toned down, but definitely Maddie and Jeanette, they walked in all guns blazing. I thought, like, this isn't someone I'm going to carry on with. And now I speak to them pretty much every day.
I love that you've forged such good friendships. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Obviously, our goal was to make you look great. And it really worked. But I think you made yourself look good as well.
Thank you.
You didn't need much of our help. Like, you're a really nice person. And the audience and the viewers, they saw that. So we've had loads of questions come in.
Okay.
From people who are just like super keen to know the real Josh. So I thought I would ask some of them.
Okay.
Luciana wants to know, who was your favorite player in the game?
I chose Jeanette as my favorite, but it was always a toss up between her and Louis. But splitting hairs between those two, I think, you know, they know I love them both, but I'd say if I have to pick a favorite, it might just by a hair, Jeanette.
You're such a savage. Like, I would be so diplomatic there. I'd be like, oh, I can't choose. But like, here's Josh just like walk up to Jane, chose violence. I love that.
Yeah.
But you know, they know how important they are to you. And
absolutely. Yeah.
We
yeah.
could say that. Absolutely. Three best friends. Amy wants to know how your confidence has grown since being on the show. And she also adds, you're beautiful inside and out.
Oh, right. How's confidence? It's definitely gone up. I'll say that much, because you know, I think that when people come up to you, just like strangers are just happy to see you, and you're not forced into a conversation, but a conversation that happens out of nowhere, you have to be personable and you can't just shut down because they are just happy to see you. So I think I've definitely seen a change, not so much like when we came out of filming, but since the show's come out.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely been like more of a jump in confidence myself. So I'm kind of in my I think one of my friends put it in my fuck about era at the moment.
As in with the ladies, Josh, or just in general?
A bit of both, I'd say. I'll say in general, because I don't want to say anything too far. But yeah. I'm, as I said, I'm enjoying myself. So
okay, well,
a bit of all round.
All day for me to stop you enjoying yourself. But just remember, we all liked you because you were lovely and kind. Don't go being some arsehole.
Oh, no. I'm still lovely and kind.
You better be.
That's not changing.
Good, because otherwise this experiment is really...
It's a failure.
Yeah, it'll be a failure.
It's gone, yeah.
Do you know, honestly, like, it's so weird you see like people coming up to me and talking to you and stuff. I've just made another show with E4 there. And I was speaking to some of the commissioners who are just raving about you, by the way. And they basically said it's been their most successful launch of a new series in about like 2 years or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the ratings are amazing and blah, blah, blah. And everybody loved it. So I can imagine like people are stopping you and talking to you in the street because you've got quite a distinctive look. Are you coping okay with that? Like, I used to fucking hate it, especially when I was on Geordie show, because I just knew people were gonna, I didn't know how they were gonna approach us. Like, you know, since The Jungle and MasterChef and everything else, like most people are really lovely and I have really nice chats, and I'm so in the space I'm in, it's really nice people who watch my shows. But when it was Geordie show, I thought, so what are they gonna say? Like, people had such I was a divisive character, so they had such a divided opinion of us.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this person gonna be nice or not? So I used to be so nervous. But I feel like because of the way you come across, because of the person you are, surely everyone's just being like, oh, I loved you, well done.
It's literally, that is 99% of the conversations that I have. You do have a few people who like kind of invade personal space and cross a bit of a line, so you have to like calm them down. But I'm still happy to talk to them. But it's just, 99% are just saying how lovely the show was, how much they fell in love with me. And they're like almost surprised to know that I am how I am, like having watched me. There's been a few people thinking, oh, I thought you'd be completely different. I thought it was like an act or something you're putting on. I was like, no, if I can blow my own horn, I do try to be very respectful of people, very polite to people. But people are surprised that it's just how I am. And that's the best thing for me.
Yeah, no, I think that's such a big compliment. Like people's biggest surprise about me is that I'm small. They're always like, you're so tiny. And I was like, I know I look giant on the telly, but I'm honest.
You're still taller than me. Like, I mean, it's not hard to be taller than me, but you're still taller than me.
We love a short king in this household, Josh. My fiance is, oh, he's gone. Yeah, he's not exactly fucking Peter Crouch. So you're in good company, babes, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. We are running out of time. And I've absolutely loved talking to you. I do have one last question, which has kind of been on my mind since the show. And somebody's wrote in and said it. So I feel like I can ask it under the guise of this person, but actually I am so desperate to know the answer to it as well. This would hurt my feelings if it was a certain answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Just be, be yourself, answer however you want. Were you disappointed it wasn't the public that saved you and we'd sort of been tinkering away? How did that make you feel? Because I had a message me about that and I was like, I feel like I haven't asked him this question and I should.
It's not anything that I thought. Like, I just appreciated being saved in general. Yeah. Because we weren't sure how the voting was working. Like, we kind of had an idea that they had people in a room watching us. We didn't obviously know it was you guys.
Yeah.
I kind of went into the show with the mindset of, if I'm in here a day, great, whatever. But then when you do get saved, being so convinced that you're going to go home, you just love anyone who's put you in that position to stay. So I wasn't disappointed it was you guys, not by any means. I was just very grateful and appreciative that you did keep me in.
Obviously, Josh must win. it's been mad, the public's reaction to it. Like, seeing somebody who is kind and normal and nice and, like, has all of these, like, really brilliant qualities that actually I don't think get celebrated enough within the reality TV space.
Yeah.
Shows me that the world of TV was ready for a bit of a shake up.
But that's like definitely an
awful lot of pressure. Like, that is you played such a big part in something that I think is a really pivotal moment in British reality TV. Like, do you feel any takeaway about that? Like, do you feel the pressure? Do you feel excited? Do you just feel that it was a necessary change that needed to happen in this space and you're proud to be a part of it?
Absolutely. All of the above. It's just,
yes,
you
I'm stressed.
I'm tearing my hair out. No, it's not it's not so much stress. It's just like, I know this is a really big thing that's changed reality, I think, for the better. So being like the catalyst and being the first person, like, really have a spotlight put on them and take it into a new venture, it's just really humbling to me, being like that first person. Like, I know this could and does mean a lot to reality TV, seeing something completely masquerade as like a usual favorite reality TV show be something completely different. So I can't say that I've actually thought about the pressure of it until you've said it. Thanks for putting that in my head. It's just that I do realise it is a big change and it's a big shake-up in reality TV. And it's just, I'm honoured and so grateful to be at the forefront of that change. And I think it's changed for the better. I think it was long overdue. I think it was well needed. So to be that first person, it's mad. It's absolutely, don't get me wrong, it's completely mental that I am the one who has been, have a spotlight put on them for this change. But I'm honoured nonetheless that it is me.
But I think you're the right man for the job, if I'm honest.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And like, I just have a couple of little questions. Okay, so if anybody is listening to this who is feeling like they're struggling to be their authentic self and, you know, they're potentially being something they're not to try and fit in, do you have a message for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I always thought that if I went home when I was up for elimination, I would have really done myself a disservice, because it wasn't like I didn't get to show myself. And it was only after the fact, like when I got saved and I carried on with the show, what you saw is just who I am. Like that horrible dancing, like, I'm mortified that people saw, that I forgot that I did. That's just me. I do that at home all the time. Just out of, that's out of habit, I just do it. But I think it is really, really important to be yourself and just not give a shit what anyone thinks of you, because when you are yourself, you have the best time. And I had the best time being myself. So I've definitely been there. I've definitely felt like I have to play some sort of character and live up to certain expectations that are set on me. But it's only until you realise that what you want out of your own life, what you want to look at yourself and see, I think just go with that and it will be the best version of yourself.
Oh, I love that, Josh. And before I let you go, here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pearls of wisdom. What you did within the reality TV space, with a little bit of help from us, of course, was you broke the mold. You challenged perceptions.
Yeah.
You gave lovely audiences who were crying out for something different, you gave them that. And I think you gave a lot of people like a bit of hope about what reality TV might look in the future.
Sure.
So I want to know what your secret is to breaking the mold.
Again, I think it ties into what that question you just asked me, being yourself. You know, I think there are so many people like me, and I've had so many people who have come up to me and said, I was living vicariously through you in the house because this is how I am. Like, I do get sick of people. I do need my own space. And you can't be on all the time. So I am really floored by how many people have said that they've seen a lot of themselves in me, and it was good for them to be represented through me on the show on such a massive scale. So I think it is definitely needed, the mold breaking. And I think the whole era of big personalities being on all the time, pretending to be someone they're not, I think that's a bit dead in the water now. I think we need to move towards a more real reality TV presentation. So to be the one, like my personality, to break that mold of all the, you know, all the fake bollocks basically that you see on every TV, reality TV show, to be that person who like kind of stands against that and lead the charge in a new era, you know, that will never not be mental to me. It will never not mean a lot to me that you guys put me in that position to be that change.
Oh, well, honestly, Josh, I think we definitely picked the right man for the job.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's been a pleasure to talk to you today, and I wish you the very best of luck with whatever happens next.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and hopefully I'll see you at some point. This can't be the end of us. We have to carry on somehow.
We should all have a big reunion.
Yes.
I would do that.
We'll all turn up at your house unannounced, and we'll have a big reunion.
Do you know how many people have gone to me? Is Josh coming to your wedding? And I was like, this is a lad who I've known for five minutes.
I mean, if the invitation's there, Vicky, I'm up for it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll send you an invite.
Not to invite myself to your wedding, but you know, I could make myself free on the day.
You're too cute. You'll be the fucking star of the show. I'm not having you upstage me, you knobhead.
I can't upstage you. I'm not that good.
Thank you, Josh. You've been a pleasure.
It's lovely to speak to you again. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, that was the one, the only, everybody's favourite underdog, the star of Josh Must Win, Josh Folds. I'm sure you can tell by now I've got a proper soft spot for Josh. He's just such a really honest, really lovable character, and he truly deserves his little moment in the sun. If you haven't already caught up on Josh Must Win, please do. It's a great show. Bit biased because I am in it myself, but I was very proud of it. I feel like we sort of changed the narrative a little bit of reality TV, help make it a bit more of a positive, more inclusive space, which was really nice to be a part of something kind of pivotal, I think. Maybe I'm just like tooting my own horn here. But yeah, absolutely fantastic to have Josh on. And if you didn't manage to watch the series, then don't panic, because it is now available on Channel 4 streaming platform All 4, so you can binge it. Have a really great week, everybody. You deserve it.